live and local with Monica J. 99.1 is FM Talk.
That is what you make of it. KKFT 99.1 FM Talk. Talk lines are open, 884-9910. Justin getting on the line and getting set up. He wants to have a discussion about the recall effort as well. So everybody knows I support it. And why? Because recall, Steve Sisolak, Governor Sisolak, has made attacks on our Second Amendment rights. Signed flag laws, red flag laws, water meter laws, parental rights denial laws, mileage study for future taxes, illegal alien protection laws, future sanctuary state, made Las Vegas a sanctuary city, circumventing the Electoral College. Thank goodness that didn't go through. He's ignored state and U.S. constitutions, set up for future state income tax, reneged on teachers' pay raises, changed our constitution regarding the recall process, and a few other things. So it is your right. And that is what I am supporting. It is your right. If you are not happy with a politician, you have the right to put into process a recall. I do believe this is completely different from the impeachment process, because that's been going on since day one. This hasn't been going on since day one. People accepted the fact that he was the governor, and that was it. But then once the legislature went in and all of these things started happening, even to the point the Senate Republicans have lawsuits against the governor, that's got to make you wonder. The people who are trying to recall Sisolak, 100% group of volunteers. People trying to impeach the president, paid elected representatives using your money. Let's go to the phone lines at 884-9910 and check in with Chris this morning. Hi, Chris. You'd like to talk about this issue?
Good morning to you, Monica. My first time on your show.
I'm so glad you called.
Well, Dr. Kelly is a common friend that we have in association with one another, who had recommended you to me because of your Recall Sisolak petition that you're trying to work with. And I have some information which will seal the deal.
Really?
Steve Sisolak, formerly the chairman of the Clark County Commission, who got his daughter, Ashley Sisolak, a plum job as the Clark County pro bono public defender position, and then used his daughter in association with the district attorney here, Steve Wolfson, the chief DA, to hold a sham grand jury to falsely indict me, allegedly for resisting an officer with a weapon, November 10th, 2016, at my home here. And then I was false arrested by the Joint Terrorism Task Force at the FBI building on December 20th of 2016. July the 17th, of 2017, the State Bar and Steve Wolfson and associates erased incriminating evidence from their state judiciary list because his wife violated separation powers, Jackie Wolfson Glass, and they wanted to remove that evidence. But more criminal abuse of governmental authority and prosecutorial discretion. Mr. Steve Wolfson, being the chief DA over all the other agencies, including DCFS, and, of course, the pro bono public defenders through his assistant deputy district attorneys over there, plotted against me, and I've survived two egregious abuses of mass deadly force. I am a former multi-jurisdictional law enforcement professional public servant who loves the law, who loves to guard, protect, and defend America against all enemies, foreign and domestic. So I am exposing this as a whistleblower under the Whistleblower Protection Act and Title 18 U.S.C. 4, duty to expose criminality and corruption in government. They absolutely used Steve Sisolak's daughter to play as if she were my pretender defender in this sham grand jury or other court proceeding. I've never been privy to the paperwork to see what happened, but I have her name on the paper on the original court paper that I was presented in court when I didn't know who she was. But I knew something was very, very fishy that day. I'm a very experienced courtroom watcher. I've learned all the tricks of the court. I've sat through the Bundy trials every day and reported on the corruption in that court. And I like to think I may have had a little bit to do with getting Gloria Navarro to reverse her position and free the Bundys. But the fact that Steve Sisolak, in association with Steve Wolfson and his wife, Nancy Wolfson Glass, also in a supposed specialty competency court hearing, because Jackie Wolfson Glass was the chief of the Eighth Circuit District Specialty Competency Court, which is an inquisitorial star chamber, because I had the audacity to recite Supreme Court decisions with extreme specificity, decrying the alleged efficacy of psychology, psychiatry, and mental health, I was attacked by six of her policy gang martial thugs in her room and taken to Lakes Crossing Center for 30 days to be assessed per Nancy Becker for dangerousness, not because of what I did, but because of what I know and my knowledge in law and my credibility as a witness against the corruption here in the state of Nevada. Do you have any questions, Monica?
Not so much questions as concerns, Chris, because you are not the first person who has called into this show to point out blatant criminality of the Clark County system, whether it be the court system, the law enforcement system, and trying to wake people up here in northern Nevada that the rules that they are making in Clark County are going to be filtering through the court systems here. Chris, what are you doing to fight this? Is anybody listening to what you're saying, or are people writing you off as someone who's against the governor?
Well, they did accuse me of being against the government. In fact, in the court of Karen Bennett Horan, who eventually exonerated me and that fraudulent felony for resisting an officer with a weapon was dismissed. She asked me, was I anti-government? Was I a militia member or a sovereign citizen, which is an oxymoronic word term, which is anybody that has any etymological education and actually knows the meaning of words understands that those are polar opposite terms, sovereign and citizen. So she asked me if I was anti-government. I said, no, I am only anti-criminal government. I would like to have lawful, compliant government, but I am against criminals masquerading as government officials. And she thought that was laudable, she said.
Chris, do you live in Clark County?
I am held hostage here by the legal system. I've had criminal, corrupt federal judges steal my home, meeting in camera ex parte without me, who paid the fee for the suit against J.P. Morgan Chase Bank National Default Services, Tiffany and Bosco firm, and they stole my house by meeting in secret to do so. When you've been targeted by the bar because of your knowledge in law and, let's say, publicly excoriating the bar, because the bar has a complete lock on the whole criminal's justice system because of their unlawful monopoly in violation of the Smith Act, the Graham-Lanham Act, the Sherman Antitrust Act, the Taft-Hartley Act, and the Pinkerton Act, because they weaponized the whole legal system against we, the American people. And in particular, Chief District Attorney Steve Wolfson has weaponized the whole legal system under his sphere of control in Clark County against me, warring against me in violation of Ex parte Milligan.
See, this is why our founding fathers put in the original 13th Amendment that lawyers should not be a part of the governmental system. They know how to rewrite things, how to make things vague, how to take over. And this is why the majority of our politicians, I mean, if you get into it, are lawyers, and they shouldn't be. They know how to use our justice system against us. How do you take down the strongest nation in the world? You take it down from within. You use their own systems against them. Chris, that's an incredible story. I have to digest this, and I hope that everything, well, actually, that would be a false hope, because it sounds like you're being attacked still to this date. So,
ma'am,
if there is anything that I can do for you, if there is anything that, you know, we can help, please share your story. I'd like to get some legal advice on this from somebody that I trust, and hopefully we will talk again.
Well, Monica, I have actually sought legal assistance of counsel, co-counsel, because I'm very competent in law myself. But I have been able to. I've talked to 25 or 30 different ones, some that I felt very confident in, others that I wasn't sure, but I was referred to. But I would be thrilled to have some assistance in this manifest case. This is the most monstrous. I've been unlawfully incarcerated for over 60 days, maybe close to 70-something days. And it's all a bunch of frame-the-blame-on-the-victim nonsense. Because of their culpability, liability, and suitability, and because of my knowledge in law, it makes me a threat to their criminal cabal system. And I would be glad to leave my communication number with your board operator and speak further on this at another time, or speak with a counsel who actually believes in the rule of law here in America and true substantial justice.
Yes, please do. I welcome this. I welcome this discussion on the air because, again, this is something that is being put over on the American people, and it has been going on for decades. This is not something new. It's just something that is becoming more to light to people. People are seeing, and they're starting to wake up about what's going on. And we see what's going on to the President of the United States right now. And if it can happen to him, it can happen to any one of us. Chris, hold on the line so Dan can get your... I'm sorry, what was that?
I was supporting what you said. You're absolutely correct. We're all potential victims of this diabolical system.
Yeah, exactly. Chris, hang on the line so Dan can get your information. It's the Monica Jay Show, your live and local FM talk show for you to actually talk and hear other stories. You're not alone if you feel as though you've been unjustly accused or targeted. This is not the first time I have heard a story like this. I'll tell you about one that's coming up locally here on 99.1 FM Talk. You know, and that's funny because the Salvation Army says, no live turkeys, please. Dead and frozen. That's what they want. Salvation Army's Turkey Drive is going to be happening with the help of Evans Broadcast on Friday. Yep, this Friday, 22nd, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. at Max Casino on Carson Street in Carson City. So please, if you can, do what you can and drop off a bird. It's greatly appreciated. Not to those looking for a handout, for those who are your neighbors, senior citizens in the area that just need that little extra help because, well, look at everything around us. I went to the gas station yesterday and filled up my SUV. And I guess I just haven't been paying attention because usually it's about $60, $65 to fill that 23-gallon tank. I was completely on empty. Actually, I think I was a little bit more on empty because it took 23 gallons plus. $94. $94 to fill my tank. What happened? We were in the $2 not so long ago, and now we're back up to $4. I gotta start looking for cheaper gas. So, going back to the conversation that Chris just gave us, the story that he accounted to us, this is not the first time that I have heard things like this. When you have a monster government like we do, it's out of control. And with just a little bit of power, people literally become monsters. I'm not saying that every elected representative is corrupt. I'm not saying that every lawyer out there is bad or every judge. There are a lot of good people. The majority are good people who want to help others. But you have to understand that people go to law school and get into that profession for nefarious reasons, for reasons of power, for reasons of control. I have a friend who has 40 acres. And we go out and shoot on his property because he's got the perfect backdrop. And we are within the legal ramifications of they're over there, far enough away. The houses are, you know, you can't even see your next neighbor. One of his neighbors was unjustly raided just because of the firearms that he had. And because somebody said something and got people all worked up, and then all of a sudden, all of this law enforcement is showing up. ATF is showing up. Organizations that we don't even know exist showed up to confiscate all of his firearms. No due process. Nobody there for him. It was a surprise. And then he had to fight for years to get his legally owned firearms back. We're going to see this come around all over again. We just had a school shooting. We just had a Walmart shooting. You're hearing about it. But I cannot stress to you enough, especially with the lawsuit going on against Remington, guns are not the problem. Knives are not the problem. Cars are not the problem. It is the person behind that implement. Whether it be for emotional reasons, religious reasons, There are all kinds of reasons. It is the person behind that firearm. It is that person who is looking to take down this country. You cannot waver. Whether you're for guns or against guns, whether you have one or you don't have one, whether you want one or don't want one, we as a nation cannot waver on the Second Amendment and the laws that governors, council people, commissioners, senators, and assembly people are trying to nip away at it. There's just no ifs, ands, or buts about it. If more people don't start waking up to what's going on, all of the rest of those rights, those amendments, are going to fall by the wayside. It starts with the Second. It's the Monica Jay Show on KKFT, live and local talk on 99.1 FM. Here's Fox News. It's the Monica Jay Show on 99.1 FM Talk and 92.3 FM Talk in Smith and Mason Valley, 884-9910. If you do not know history, you are bound to repeat it. History is being changed before our eyes right now. Even recent history is being rewritten, is being told to benefit others. I know you're getting tired of me doing this, but I'm sorry. Constitution class, Wednesdays, Shields, every Wednesday at Shields, 4 o'clock. You might want to start paying attention to this stuff. The original 13th Amendment, ratified in 1819, just disappeared in 1876, added an enforceable, strict penalty, i.e., inability to hold office and loss of citizenship for violation of the already existing constitutional prohibition in Article 1, Section 9, Clause 8 on titles of nobility and other conflicts of citizen interest, such as accepting emoluments of any kind for services or favors rendered or to be rendered. And it is particularly applicable today in the 21st century, as our government is increasingly for sale to the highest bidder, as foreign and multinational corporations and individuals compete to line the pockets of politicians and political parties to accommodate and purchase protection or privilege, i.e., honors for their special interests. Why in God's name would an ambassador to another country and her bosses in the State Department feel that they have the power to set policy in another country? The impeachment of our president is happening, or the trying to make it happen, is because there is just an American citizen sitting behind that desk right now who is trying to give the power back to the American people. They don't want that. And they know how you take over. You take over the judicial system. You take over the political offices. I know people are tired of hearing about impeachment. They're tired of hearing about recalling Sisolak. I'll never be tired of hearing about California trying to recall Newsom. Because if the American people don't start standing up now for their rights, then it's all lost. Because they are quickly being taken away and eroded. We see it everywhere around us. Let's go to the phone lines at 884-9910. Check in with RC this morning. Hi, RC. What would you like to talk about?
Hey, Monica. Hey, we just had the big Reno gun show this last Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and we had a voter registration table out there, and we had doing a voter survey. We had a couple questions. Anyway, the whole crowd, I'd never seen them so up in arms and wanting to take back our country. There's a lot of different ways you can phrase
it. No pun intended, right, RC?
Yeah. Yeah, it is our country. We are the sovereign. We have been made sovereign by the Constitution. And these guys we elect, they're supposed to be serving us. But, you know, Thomas Jefferson said the tendency is for government to grow and freedom to recede. And that's what we excel at, falling asleep. So if you're the sovereign, you've got to stay awake, you've got to stay on your horse, and you've got to keep going forward. Anyway,
the complacency that has been going on for the last 50 years has mm-hmm. allowed the enemy of the state to infiltrate and embed itself to the point where it will be a civil war to get rid of it.
Yeah, it is. Life is an ongoing cultural war. It ebbs and flows, and it usually, flows to the people that want to, be the tyrants. So, it's just an ongoing life struggle. Anyway, a couple of the voter survey questions that we asked, and we told people we asked these questions because these are questions designed. In such a way that we wished the mainstream media would ask these kind of questions. Anyway, one of the questions was, today, would you consider our government a servant or master of the people? It was 100%. They feel that their government is their master. And the other question was, today in the USA, does our mainstream media and academia, meaning from kindergarten to college, does it tilt right, left, or no opinion? Guess what? Everyone voted left. So, I mean, the average Joe, of course, the people at the gun show are not the average Joe. They tend to be more fully awake than the average. But anyway, we've just got to, we got to find out what we're all about. We got to study the Constitution, and you can study that at hillsdale.edu. Take it right online, or you can drop in anytime year-round. We're always in session and studying some aspect of the Constitution. Over there at Shields every Wednesday at 4:00 upstairs in one of their conference rooms.
And that's the point, RC, is they don't teach this stuff anymore. And so you have to learn it on your own. So, RC,
right.
Thank you for everything you're doing. Thank you for being out at the gun show and getting people registered. That is a huge help to turning this stuff around and taking back our government. So, RC, thank you so much for the call. And I'm just going to add one more thing. I know Dan's tired of hearing about it, but when it comes to our governor and why he needs to be recalled, think about how this last legislative session, they were looking at making the state of Nevada a sanctuary state. He knew he couldn't get that done, so Las Vegas is now a sanctuary city. I want to read you one thing. Harboring. makes it an offense for any person who, knowing or in reckless disregard of the fact that an alien has come to, entered, or remains in the United States, is a violation of law, conceals, harbors, or shields from detection, or attempts to conceal, harbor, or shield from detection such alien in any place, including any building or any means of transportation. That is just one thing in a very long list of alien smuggling, domestic transporting, harboring, encouraging, conspiracy, aiding, abetting. Again, it goes on and on. And where can you find this information? So readily available to everybody? Justice.gov. The United States Department of Justice. It's not just Sisolak breaking the law. It's not just Southern Nevada. It's happening here in Northern Nevada as well. The question is, and not just on illegal immigration, the question is, are you going to allow this to continue? To law-abiding citizens being attacked, are you going to let it continue? Like I said earlier in the show, what's happening to the President of the United States of America? The lack of due process? Could be coming for you next. Stick around. I got a great email from a listener on cell phone towers. A big thing happening up at Tahoe. I want to give you this information coming up on KKFT. It's the Monica Jay Show. Using that cell phone right now, are you? On 99.1 FM Talk. Every single day we're doing this. It's all about you getting the information that you need so you can make a difference. It's the Monica Jay Show on 99.1 FM Talk. So here's this. Last week I was telling you, and I want to say it again, if you live in the South Lake Tahoe area, they're going to be hosting a community forum this week. It actually happens Wednesday, 6 to 8 p.m. at the Recreation Center located on Rufus Allen Boulevard. The city is asking for you to offer ideas and help in drafting a set of rules for citywide telecommunication facility regulations. So, what are they talking about? Cell phone towers. Our goal is to listen to the community and hear the various perspectives to allow us to craft a responsive, well-thought-out set of regulations. That's from Kevin Fabino. I don't know if that's what he sounds like. Development Services Director. So that came out of a press release. God, I love my listeners. So, I'm just going to say Mr. B, because I don't know if this was, like, you know, secret information or something. So, on Saturday, Mr. B sent me this email. Greetings, Monica. I am a longtime cell company employee and contractor. I'm not in the Tahoe area, but I have some suggestions you should put out to be considered. All new towers should be stealth to match the environment. Hard and fast rule. We do it all the time. But there is a follow-up rule that most communities miss. If the cell company puts in a fake pine tree tower, they need to audit it at least biannually to replace missing fronds or limbs and paint. This needs to be law, subject to stiff fines or site shutdown. Take that to the meeting. The company will blow it off unless you threaten strong enough to affect their bottom line. In Las Vegas, a tower company got okay for several fake palm tree towers by offering to paint or to offering to put in real palm trees, making it look like a little oasis. But they were not required to put in irrigation or held to replace the fake palm fronds after weather destroyed them. The real palm trees eventually withered and died. So now, there are several ugly poles missing all the stealth coverings that made them look like palm trees, and they're surrounded by dead trees. Pay attention. The county jurisdiction should have stipulated that the tower company was obligated to maintain or replace the live palms as well as maintain the aesthetics of the fake palm tree cell towers. This is my favorite part. For your understanding and entertainment, just search stealth cell towers. They are hidden in everything from cactus to church crosses. There is no reason anyone has to see cellular antennas anywhere anymore. And then he's got a little personal note on there for me. Thank you so much for sending me that email. So I hope that if you decide to go to, whether it be the meeting in Tahoe on Wednesday, or to here in the city, in the county of Washoe, Douglas, Churchill, Story, Line, it doesn't matter where you're at. Pay attention that if this ever comes up, know that you don't have to be looking at one of those ugly gray towers out there. If you pay attention, get it in the rules. You know, kind of like how waste management got it into the city contract for Reno that if businesses don't use waste management, they get fined. You got to keep up on this stuff. They're taking advantage of us left and right. Literally, pun intended, because it's both sides. All those elected representatives with the well intentions. I know. Unless you run, I want to see more business people. I want to see more teachers. I want to see more conservatives. That's for darn sure. I had to clean up my language there. I want to see more people who have a vested interest in remaining free. Free from burdensome taxes, fees, whatever they want to call them. Because if we don't start fighting back, if we don't start taking control of these things, we're going to lose our individuality. We're going to all be making the same amount of money. We're all going to be driving the same thing. We're all going to be wearing the same thing. We're all going to be allowed to only say and do certain things. To keep the peace. Again, UN Agenda 2030. Complacency is a, starts with a B, ends with an itch. Thanks for listening. Have a great day. Search stealth cell towers. I'm going to go do it. I'm going to also look at some other websites that I've found that you need to check into. And I'm going to put them on our website at 991fmtalk.com, where you can stream the show live, you can listen to the podcasts, or you can check out my page and see some of those interesting websites that I say you need to check out, like washowrap.com. Read up on City Councilman Devin Reese, who wants to remain the councilman at large for Reno. And start paying attention. Love you. Have a great day. I'll be back tomorrow with more of your conversation.